his girl.
You see what I'm working with? I'm just joking. Hello. This is episode 6 of Glitterally. Unfortunately, round 2, Rabab cannot be with us. It's just the end of the fucking school semester. Like,
yeah.
She's getting just handed a bunch of assignments, like all bad timing, and you know, we'll just hold down the fort.
While you got this, Rabab. Don't worry.
Yeah, we're cheering for her. We're cheering her on.
We're cheering.
And, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And also the 1 week hiatus where we all got sick.
Okay. So who did it technically start with? It technically started with Rabab.
Oh, yes.
Technically.
Rabab, you know what? You can go back to school. It's okay. We can do
Don't. Kidding. Don't I'm leave kidding. Us.
Don't leave us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But started with Rabab.
Yes.
Where did it go from there?
Started from Rabab, and I think even just a couple of days later, I think that was just maybe the third or fourth episode that we did.
Yeah.
And then I started to get the sniffles after a couple of days.
Yeah. Was it the day? It was the day we spent recording, right? The day we spent doing the hot sauce video. Go check it out.
That's the one.
Yeah, check out the hot sauce video. That was that day because she started with a cold, and then you started it. But mm-hmm. that same day, I had a fucking panic attack that day.
Right,
when we were going around to like go pick up, find the hot sauce, and I dumb it down to coffee.
Yeah,
I had more. I had 3 cups of coffee, and I think it's pretty well known. Like caffeine raises your anxiety, and I was having panic attacks.
Yeah,
I was having not a panic. I didn't have a full blown panic attack, but internally, I was like I couldn't. I felt out of body.
Oh, right,
I felt off. Mm-hmm. It was a weird day, and then like that hot sauce reset me. I just like I just had the reset button on that hot sauce, man. But that day overall, crazy. You got sick.
Yeah, I got sick.
I got sick.
Sorry about that.
We just passed it on. Just
pass it on
like a domino.
But yeah, I was always like curious about the coffee. Like coffee and anxiety for you.
Dude, I can have 1 cup and I'm good.
Right.
1 cup is fine. But outside of that, I'd start to get super, almost jittery and panicky.
Uh-huh.
Like panic, like almost like something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't like, obviously I'm fine. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, but you have to like almost calm yourself down, like ground yourself.
Oh,
like, I'm here. Like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. This is a table. Like, even a method is right, to, like, right. name stuff around your room Thanks. And use a wristband.
Like a wristband and snap it. You told me that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I'm dealing with this forever. I don't know. It just comes, like, sometimes it's self-induced where I just, like, oh, cheers. cheers.
Coffee-induced anxiety attacks.
Yeah, because, like.
That's crazy.
If I have more than 1 cup, I'm, like, it pops me, man. Like, it really gets.
Wow.
I'm, like, whoa, like. I don't know, something bad's gonna happen. And the hard part is I have that mind already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, don't trust anything. Something bad's gonna happen. Like every time even something good happens, I'm like, something bad's gonna happen. Like, so what's next? It's not a healthy way of thinking.
Right.
Let me just get this out of the way.
Mental
I've been
health.
To therapy. I'm trying to still try to continue to do therapy, but broke bitch out here anyways.
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Sadness. No, but I think it's let me just say this, it's the winter. It's season. It's a seasonal.
Yeah.
Maybe a seasonal depression. You've heard that like term before, seasonal depression.
Yeah.
As the seasons change, your mood changes, you kind of flow with the environment. Like how does it affect you as well?
We talked about this earlier in the car. I think it does for sure, cuz rain just makes me super tired and super just like
dead.
Out of it. I don't know. I just today even it was a task to get here. Cause
yeah.
If you didn't know, like it's been raining hard in Vancouver.
There's
for the past couple days. Past
almost
couple days.
Like flooding levels on the streets.
We saw that. Yeah.
We were driving through hella streets and like getting flying through these puddles.
Noah's Ark out there.
Where's yeah, yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Where all the animals at, bro?
Yeah, we fucking car turned into Transformers and we just started rowing in a boat and shit. Like, we started vibing. But.
Autobots transform.
Put Steve Lacy on Ox. But the seasonal depression, I think, definitely is. It's annoying.
It's a very much a thing.
Yeah, because like for me growing up,
mental health awareness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For me growing up, it was always like wintertime was always so bright and white. That sounds weird, but like it's just bright.
What, full of white people? I'm joking.
Yeah, I had a weird childhood. Don't go to the school I went to back in my day. No, but because there was snow everywhere. It was a winter wonderland. Snow. When you think of winter, you think of snow. Snow, like yeah. Snow on the ground. It's snowing on you. It's better than when it's raining on you.
Yeah.
Like it's such a almost like a weird like, oh, this Christmas is coming. Like winter's here. You get to snowboard. You get to wear big boots, winter boots. Yeah. Like it's small stuff like that. And then same with decorating. Everything was so like colorful and yeah. Good.
In Vancouver, you just get like yeah. A small slice of that.
In the whole February. Year.
In February.
Like in the late part of winter, quote unquote.
It's not even Christmas anymore.
Yeah. And like you get like a little bit of snow, but then it's just an inconvenience. I know. Because the city shuts down.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. And like.
Just like in a couple of inches of snow, everything kind of goes down.
Yeah. Shout out to anybody yeah. that is going through this winter season and this Christmas season. I want to speak on a little bit more about being sick. But like going through the season alone, you're strong-willed people. Much love to you.
Like, we love you.
Yeah, we're out here. And why I wanted to bring it to that was because being sick sucks so much when you're alone. Because I kind of was alone. It sounds weird. It sounds like, oh, it's so sad, Cameron. It was cool, but like it sucked because like all you can do is really just lay down in bed yeah. And just drink water. Drink hot tea mm-hmm. And just try to medicate yourself to like mm-hmm. And I found myself being like super like fever like blah, blah, blah. I would bring Halls, I'd wear a mask, I did all the things to like I wear gloves to like just not fucking touch random stuff because obviously I don't want to be the asshole that just gives it to other people. Like Carl. No, just hey. I'm just joking.
You forced me to that hot pot, you fucker.
True.
Wait, what's the hot pot? This guy called me. He's like, and I was just like mid already like recovering and I was still super sick at that point. And then this guy, like, cause he's a homie, he called me and was just like, oh, let's go to this hot pot. We haven't done dinner in a while. And I'm just like, oh dude. And you can tell from my voice that I was super sick. Like, oh dude, I just have this like runny nose and everything like that. I'm super sick. It's like, bro, fuck off. And he told me off, bro. This guy pushed me into a corner.
That whole conversation, all I heard was, oh, food. And I was like, yeah, bet, let's go. And like he gave me whole explanations, but it just was like yeah, but I don't know, it's just cause, like, we don't like,
he's a homie for doing that actually,
because everyone's like, we always have shit going on.
Yeah,
everyone's busy, like getting to the stage where we really have to plan stuff
yeah. Weeks
and weeks ahead.
Yeah.
And like, because people got shit going on, everyone's True. Doing their thing. Like same thing with Rob. She's like, she's yeah. Got shit going on.
Or Rob.
And we apparently
you
don't.
You out here grinding.
Yeah, we went to Denny's today. I barely ate the burger because it was rough. But like, the waitress hated me. Anyways. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, being sick.
Being sick.
So like.
Being granted, sick. Granted, he forced me to getting him sick.
Oh, you just had to. You just had to make that point then. Fuck you. No, but I was, when I was sick, I was having to do all, like, one of the, I don't want to say it's a good thing or, but like one thing cool, like, that was nice about being sick was like you got to shut down a little bit mm-hmm. And your family would take care of you. Mm-hmm. Your mom would make, oh, it's okay, you don't have to go to school, make you soup. Like you kind of get like pampered in a way mm-hmm. And everyone goes through this. I mean, I hope everyone goes through this.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Yeah, if you don't,
mom, go through can this, you do that again?
Yeah.
I'll purposely get
but
sick.
But even like, even in like every day, like you know, you stay with, you have family around.
Yeah.
So like, they're like, if you get sick, it's kind of like, oh, Carl, like, stay home, like, yeah. Give you, she, your mom bought Vicks, like,
yeah,
they pick up some medicine here.
She's
and there.
Lit for that, yeah.
Like that shit, I miss that.
Bro,
shit.
Bro, Vicks, oh my god.
Vicks is a throwback, but I miss like getting like. Kind of like, oh, taken care of.
Yeah, coddled like, a bit, you know.
Yeah, like, oh, like, just take a blanket, just lay down.
Yeah.
Sleep and just close your eyes. Because, like, everything hurt, dude. Yeah. Like, even, like, I couldn't look at my phone. Like, I just had a headache constantly. Aww. Not a good time. I was just bedridden for a few days. And then I'm still recovering. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still
he's
sound.
He's out here like a trooper. Yeah. Episode 6 already.
George brought me here. Shout out George.
We have some new guests here. This is George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when we miss for Rob. We bring on fake things. And we're like, we have another person, I swear. I swear. But, you know.
And call back to this frog again.
Yeah, frog. But, yes. Yeah, I know. Seasonal depression. Mm-hmm. Being alone over the holidays. Shout out to anybody that's going through that. You're strong as hell.
Yeah.
We believe in you. Not that our opinion means anything, but you know what I mean?
Literally. Who are these people to talk about sickness?
Yeah, we love you. Yeah. We sick as fuck, baby. We out here.
What's your, like, amazing Christmas story, if you have?
Christmas story?
I don't know. Christmas story, holiday story, or maybe wholesome, maybe, like, something ratchet. I don't know.
Because I'm native, huh? Typical Carl. Talking shit, guys. Native. Just joking.
I'm going to declare I'm a racist now. I'm joking.
Okay. I didn't take
it
there.
Don't clip that.
It's been a tough few days for Carl. It's been a long... This rain.
We haven't really done this podcast in a week. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, this rain's really got... Yeah. It felt like forever, eh?
No.
1 week off, like...
I was just, when's the next podcast? It was just like a fix for me. I was like, podcast.
It's
podcast.
Interestingly enough, like, although we do it just to, like, entertain friends and family, just because, like, you know, they're the ones that are watching. We love you. But, like, it is fun. It's fun as fuck for us.
Yeah.
It's exciting
it's like an outlet, definitely, for most of us.
Yeah, you just, like,
all of us, actually. Yeah. I mean,
there's two of us here. Maybe George doesn't. I don't think George likes to be here, but he's here.
Exactly.
But, like, it's such a good time. It feels, fun to just come and sit down, set shit up, and just sit down and chat with the homie.
I know.
It's valuable time.
Yeah. But valuable time for you.
Christmas.
Holidays.
Christmas story. What I think I liked about, like, winter and stuff was, like, because it snowed, it'd snow piles and piles and piles. It'd be so much snow everywhere. And then you would just, like, go out and make little forts and doing snowball fights.
I've never gotten to experience that. The snowball fights, yes.
Snowball fights are lit.
Like forts? Nah.
Like, you build the fort and then other people build the fort and you're, like, throwing snowballs. And then you have one guy that's collector and he's, like... making all the snowballs and like pretty much giving us ammo. Yeah. So like the guys that actually could throw the snowball really good were the ones throwing. Yeah. And like we had a system, like we had a whole fucking network of how things worked in a snowball fight.
Y'all won.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, we won. Sure, totally. But
were there like big accidents that happened? Maybe it must have been right in snow.
There was one day. Someone packed a snowball. There was a rock in it,
bro.
And it hit a kid in the back.
That's a dick move.
No, I don't know if new one. Like no one knew.
Oh,
because snow is on like the ground.
Right.
Like you're just scooping up snow and gravel might get into
it. I take that back.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you still.
But there was a rock in it. It hit a kid in the back of the head, and he's like, and it was bleeding. He was crying. It was dark. And we're all like, shit. But, like, everyone kind of came to his help. And, like, someone grabbed a teacher. Because, like, what else? We're kids. Like, we don't know what the fuck to do. We just hurt one of our buddies. And that's kind of it.
What? Jolly kids.
Kids are just like, shucks. Sorry, Jimmy. Didn't mean to fuck you up there. Like, did you ever break any bones?
Did I ever break any bones? I believe no.
Hurt my nose real bad.
Really?
Not much of a story behind it.
For real?
It's a nose. It's not a bone. It's just cartilage.
Just
twisted.
Just twisted it.
But it feels...
Somebody punch you in the face or what?
I know I deserve that, but no one punched me in the face. I know it looks like I did, but different story. Anyways.
The worst injury I've ever gotten probably was... I was just in Philippines, and it was one of my first few times riding a bike.
I have a similar
you have
story.
You have a similar story?
Okay,
good. And if some of you may know as well, like you guys are listening, some of y'all are my neighbors, but I was going down in Block 8 in Cainta, Rizal, and if you didn't know, it was like a slope down in that whole neighborhood, always like to the houses, and I would just practice there and let's, you know, let this uncle... Well, it's like a friend uncle.
Sure. No, I'm just joking. That's what he called himself. Anyways, okay, you're riding your bike.
So basically, yeah, I was this kind old uncle of mine just let me borrow it. And I was just like going ham at it. I was just going down that hill and, you know, eating shit, flopping here and there, falling, scraping my knee. And that wasn't the biggest injury part, but I got so confident. I was like, okay, I'm ready for the road.
Damn.
I don't know what was going through my kid brain at the time, but
that's some gangster shit. That was some soldier shit. Like, it? You fell off and you're like,
I thought it was like just very stupid of me.
Like, you scraped yourself up. You're like, I got this. Like, you're Captain America. Captain Philippines. Like, Captain Pinoy.
But I cried through it, but still, that didn't stop me from just thinking that it was a good idea to go on the road on my first day at biking.
You're like Popeye. So. You're like, threw up spinach. You're like, ah. And then just went on the road. Yeah.
So I did that. And mind you, because it's Philippines, no one cares about protective equipment. No helmet, no knee pads and everything. So I just went there like raw, like just with my bike.
You were raw dogging the bike? Damn.
So yeah, I was just raw dogging the bike. Yeah. And I was going. And the traffic there is super insane. That's what I found out, even after just living there for the first 2 years of my life. And I knew that when I was already like in the middle of the road. And finally, I was realizing how stupid that was. And my nervousness like succumbed and my anxiety kicked in. I was like, fuck, what do I do? And then there was these, I believe it was a couple riding in a motorcycle, like across from me. On opposite traffic, and I didn't know how to like swivel and turn that well yet, so I was going straight, and then these couples in the motorcycle was just going straight at me, and boom,
you hit a motorcycle.
I hit a motorcycle
with your bike. How old were you?
I think I was 10,
dude,
or 9.
That sucks.
I know, bro. I was just. I didn't even know what happened. I just like,
dude, you were trying to raw dog life. Like, you were trying to lose real quick. Holy crap. What the fuck?
I was trying to unalive myself. Yeah. I don't know. No, I'm
joking. Holy shit.
See what happens, Rob's turns dark. But anyways.
It's dark. Yeah.
I literally just we clashed, and I vaguely remember me like tumbling over and doing a front flip.
Holy shit.
And I scraped like my elbow here, I believe. Oh, I think it's vanished, but should be on there like a marking. And then also on this other side as well, and both my knees as well somewhat. But I just felt bad for the couple, because I was just seeing them, and I was just this kid, like, you know, really oblivious and innocent. I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was just like stumped. I got up right away, and it was just probably like the adrenaline.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was like, fuck, I gotta go home. And I just looked down and then just exited the scene.
But the people in the couple were dead? And like, what? Like,
no,
you just dipped?
The couple was just fine. But I really felt bad for the lady, because her whole leg is just not crushed, but it was just under the whole motorcycle. Oh, and I'm so sorry that a kid... Carl Kidd did that to you guys.
Okay, I thought you were involving another. Like, then on my way home, I punched this kid out. He came out of nowhere and scared me. Fucking bopped him right in the face.
And the bike was fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I went home, and it was just like almost nothing happened, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And I got home like around my neighborhood, and then my uncle, we call him uncle, and it was just like, Carl, are you okay? Like, what happened to the bike? And I was just like, oh, like, I got into an accident. I'm so sorry. And I was just,
that sucks, you know, hey? Yeah. Why do we always feel like it's our fault?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was your fault.
Yeah,
but like,
it was my fault, you know, like, kid brain. But
like, we always,
I did that. And I'm so sorry for those couples if you're out there and maybe listening to this one day.
They died. Who cares? Anyways. Bro. Everyone dies, man. Everyone's going to die. Isn't that crazy? Like, I could not wake up tomorrow. I mean, I don't. I want to. Let me just knock on wood here. Like, I want to. like, please don't smite me. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine still being here. But like, man, things happen.
Worst injury in my whole life, I think.
That's great. I think my first bike experience. I was like beginning to ride. Actually, I was naturally ready to start riding bikes, and like I got really good at it just at a young age.
Oh, and nice.
What? I'm just good.
Nice reflexing it. I'm
joking. It's hard being this fucking dope, bro. It's hard being this cool. No, I started riding like these bikes, and all my friends, because you're friends with like older kids, just like because they're around, like you just hang out. Like, you just hang out, right? Like, they show you new TV shows. Like, you play different types of cool, like, games. Like,
right.
Whatever. Like, G.I. Joes and shit. Anyways, Rough Track, they were all doing jumps, like, going off rocks and, like, hitting off boards. Like, we would make our own jumps. So, there was this prominent rock that was, like, bigger than most, and it had a slant, and you could ride off of it. Like, it was really great. And I've hit it many times before.
Damn.
And this is when I realized how wheels work, because I want to say I was 6 or 7.
Uh-huh.
And I did it, like, obviously you don't get that high, but I got high enough.
Right.
Because you're just lifting the front of the bike. And
you were doing a wheelie?
No, like, you just jump off the rock. I lift as much as I wasn't strong enough. I was fucking a kid. And I lifted it off the ground, but in air, I kind of turned the handles. So the tire is now opposite, like,
right.
Fucking horizontal, like, to the ground,
like in a T.
And then I flipped face full in the dirt, and I slid in the dirt, and I remember crying immediately, getting up, and my face had like scratches, and in my mouth was a bunch of just dirt and rocks, and yeah, all my lips were busted, and inside my lip was busted. Yeah, and I was just like, oh, like,
I fell crying. Face forward.
I fell face first and just slid on my face on gravel. Ooh. And I was like, I was so young, and I was like, and thank God, like, I was near my house.
Yeah.
It was like 3 houses down to my house. So I remember just like collecting myself and just walking over like, and just crying as hard as I could, getting inside, and they just saw me all battered up and beat up. And yeah, that. Yeah, and then someone stole that bike. Someone stole my bike, man.
It's just a shit. Dude, like, shit experience.
And someone stole my bike, dude.
Someone stole your bike.
Actually, I think I know who it was. You
fell, injured. Oh, shit.
Because, no, I'm not going to say the name.
Expose them.
No, I still remember you. Coming back to Delaney. But, I remember years later, I found it in a ditch outside of town. And I was like, there's my bike. There's my childhood bike. And it's just sitting there. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. But anyway, someone stole it, fuckers. But it's just like the res, though. Like, this is, everyone just steals bikes. Like, fun thing is, like, people ride them around, right? So it's like, oh, that motherfucker stole my bike. Let's go get him. So you just, like, we had, like, chases. Like, we had a whole, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we were like Gotham.
Whole chase.
Gotham. We were like Gotham of Delaney.
You're the Batman.
Yeah, but I was crooks. Never. I was the Batman that got beat up for trying to chase older kids.
Cameron Man.
No. Cameron Man. Sad. Sad Batman. But yeah, no, that whole just staying there was like a lot of fun. We also used to do something else that was super dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, because. Obviously, we live on Great Bear Lake. Great Bear Lake, huge shout out. I think it's like 8th or 9th biggest lake in the world. Really cool. Nice. Used to fish on that bitch all the time. Really great time. Anyways, that lake freezes over with ice that is like astronomically thick.
Yeah.
Like, so much so that you can actually like make a winter road. And you can drive to towns. Shit. Like, that's how you drive into Delaney if you want to. You can only do it in the winter. Just because the lake freezes over so thick, and it's really, really safe. It's a safe way to do it.
So your guys' town is like a very not an isolated community.
It is like around the town is just bush. It's just forest and forest and forest. And I remember it's just sometimes it's just fenced off.
Yeah.
But I remember
you're fenced off, like your whole town?
Some parts of it is fenced off.
Oh, I
see. I remember climbing the fence and going into the bushes and being like, oh, this is so cool.
You see Sasquatch?
But it was like it was like GTA 5. Like, you couldn't, like, there was no more map. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the map was Delaney, and there was no more map. Like if I went any further, I would have got lost and died. And I remember when we were kids.
Wasted?
Yeah, like, just because we're native? No, I'm just fucker. I remember we'd have competitions where, like, see which one of us could go the furthest and come back. And, like, that was see if you had balls.
Damn. Yeah.
But the other story I wanted to tell was, like, you know, the ice thing. So in June or July, a lot of the ice melts away and it's breaking off and we're getting water again.
Mm.
And a lot of the pieces, big slabs of ice, are just still chilling by the shore on Great Bear Lake. So we would just, like, go from one end of the town and just jump on the ice and just jump, just, like, playing, just going piece to ice to get to the other side of town.
Kids, and bro. Damn.
I remember, and the thing is, like, as ice melts, water gets dripped into it, so it's kind of just like a sharp slab of ice. It's just like a bunch of needles, because there's dips and crevices in each little. What you mean.
Yeah.
There's like
like the
canals.
The drip.
It's like the drip.
The cones.
Yeah, and there's just cones of sharp ice all over the slabs.
Yeah,
and I remember I jumped and I didn't jump far enough, and I landed in the water, but I got just to like my upper body to land on the ice.
Right,
and I landed on my hands. All on my hands, and I pull myself up, and I'm fucking soaking cold, wet, like really cold water.
Negative,
pull myself out of the
negative weather. So
I think I said native. I was like, I came out native. Came out native as
reborn.
Hell. Just reborn.
Had a baptism.
I baptized myself in the Great Bear Lake. I became the bear. Not so great, but anyways. And I looked at my hands, and they're just cuts Ooh. All over my hands, and they're bleeding. And I was like, "Fuck!" And I started crying, obviously. And I remember making my way back home, defeated.
Nice.
No more lights. Making my way back home. No more lights. Cameron cries in the dark. No. But yeah, that was fun. It's a fun story now.
It is a fun story.
Like, you look back at stuff like that, and it is what it is.
Do you guys ever grew up with? You probably did, but like a lot of superstition.
Yeah.
Around like the town.
I have a bit on this.
You?
I have a bit on this about the Aurora Borealis, like the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
If we whistle at it, like, I'm not a good whistler. That's why I never took it. But like, if you whistled at it, they would dance. The Northern Lights would dance.
Right.
And if you were outside past 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you whistled at it, it would come down and grab you and take you away.
That's scary, bro.
My grandma and friends would tell me this. Because, dude, grandparents always, like, because they don't have time to deal with your bullshit. They just tell
just
you lies.
You. Just
to make
you.
They just tell you lies to, like, make sure you don't do stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you're out past 9, Bigfoot's going to come take you away.
Legit. That's, like, my whole childhood, actually. Because literally when a lot of the kids there just was afraid of this one tree because they thought that there was a beast behind it. I think it was a tikbala.
One of the uncles? Is it one of the uncles?
No, I'm joking. But yeah, like there was this just one tree in our street, and we would all just, you know, be so scared at it, and also just dare everybody to just, I dare you to, spend like 20 minutes there at least and see how it's like. And then there's also another superstition as well where there's, if you also like go, I believe past curfew. Mm-hmm. It's always a past curfew thing.
Past curfew thing.
Always a past, always curfew, a past curfew thing.
Because we're kids, you know.
Try to condition us to go home earlier.
Yeah. No wonder I fall asleep at 9 now. Yeah. Old as hell. Yeah.
But apparently it's similar to what Rabab said, like the demon on the doorstep, but no shit on the door. No shit on the doorstep.
Call back. Anyways.
But there would be this, I believe, I forgot what it's called, but it was sort of like a lady who's really pale, dressed in white, long hair, kind of like The Ring. You know that, I forgot what her name is from that horror movie. But
bitch.
Anyways, yeah.
Bitch
from the well.
Bitch from the well. Dude, bitch from the well. BFW.
And it was just apparently if you left your slippers outside as well. Yeah. If you left your slippers outside And you've
bitch from Noelle's gonna take him. Dude, she's extra comfy tonight. Like, she's kicking up and shit.
This was beside the past curfew thing. I think it was just more so like house etiquette.
Yeah.
For, you know, my parents and I don't know from what they got from my grandparents. But my sister was just telling me, oh, don't leave your slippers outside because I forgot what the name is, but White Lady, I'll just call her White Lady. This White Lady will get you. Because, like, oh, if they see your slippers outside, they'll get you inside. I'm like, what? Okay. Like, calm down, White Lady.
I don't know what to say.
I think it was just they don't want to leave, like, footwear, I think, outside. I don't know.
Yeah, but just lie to make you do stuff.
I don't fucking know, man. There's so many superstitions out there.
Yeah, I remember, like, but,
yeah,
this is like real native of me. Like, we used to get like native packets. Yeah. Native packets? Wait, native packets? Wait.
Like, you tore it and the native comes out.
Yeah. No, that's fucking stupid of me. No, I meant ramen packets. Okay. So, like, ramen, like, you just get the raw noodle and then the seasoning packet, right?
Mm.
I'm going to expose myself here and expose a lot of people in my town. We all did this.
Bum, bum, bum.
We just, like, took the raw, like, noodles. You're supposed to cook them or whatever. We just, like, take the seasoning, put it on the raw noodles, and just eat it, like, as a big chip.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, we did that maybe too much, and my grandma caught on. She's like, why the fuck? Why is he doing this? Like, why is he eating like this? Weird. So she lied to me and said, like, if I eat too much of it, it's all the noodles are going to turn into worms. And oh, I was going to, like, go to the hospital. Yeah, go to the hospital, die. Like, it's going to turn into worms. Like, you can't do that. And yeah, and I never did it again. Worms. I thoroughly cooked my noodles from then on.
I was scarred for life because of the superstitions, bro.
Dude, superstitions are wild.
Yeah.
Did you ever have, did you guys have your version of Bigfoot? We had ours called Bushman. Bushman's going to take. And we always mentioned it when it was foggy.
Yeah.
If it was foggy, kids weren't allowed outside.
Yeah. I think it's a very, like, West thing, but we definitely had, like, different, you know, mythological creatures. Like, Tikbalang, there was also, like, it's this lady that looks like a monster, obviously, and half of her body is cut off. And
oh, that's
they
good.
Have wings.
Wow, wings, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
I believe that's what a Tikbalang is.
Bro, Jeepers Creepers, bro. That's
remember
just
correctly. Yeah. That's like one of the scariest, like, mythological creatures. And this white lady that I was talking about, like, trying to steal your slippers.
It's very curious. Monsters in the
Philippines. They just made it up, man. Yeah. Like, but the whole Tikbalang thing, like, is widely known in Philippines. And there's, like, a bunch more, like, oh, I remember now. Like, the tree as well had duende.
Duende. Is,
like, just,
is that
like
a demon?
Dwarves.
Dwarves.
Yeah. So apparently if you, like, when you're going through, like, woods, right? You're supposed to just say, like, tabi tabi po.
Tabi tabi po.
Like,
oh, that's kind of
like,
cute.
Excuse me. Like, every step that you take.
Tabi tabi po. Oh, that's awesome.
Because, like, apparently you're stepping into their home. Like, if it's, like a foresty area or just even one tree. And even also some people, like, obviously would piss, right? Because they don't have any washing around.
Gotta do what you
gotta
do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. So even then, a side effect of that, if you didn't say tabi tabi po, you would get some sort of, like, an illness or some sort of, I forgot what it was called, but, like, boils, I believe. I'm not sure. But
boils?
Yeah. If you didn't say that, like, while you were pissing on a tree or something. Yeah. And
damn.
I don't know. I think it just says something about you not having to piss in the trees. Go to the washroom.
don't piss outside.
Yeah, that's what I.
Why are demons always evil? Like, why can't, like, we have a demon that, like, pays our rent or something? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna haunt you and pay your Apple bill.
Sell,
like,
your soul, Cameron. I'm gonna pay your bill. I don't know.
Yeah, like, you know, why can't there just, like, be a good demon out there, just, like, looking out for you? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I think it's because that's why, like, angels exist.
Oh, shit.
But even angels, like...
Yeah, what are they doing?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Just... Like, they're always like, oh, things meant to happen. Okay. rent's due tomorrow. Like...
You gonna help me out?
Got, like...
It'll settle itself out.
Yeah. Yeah. Shotgun. Shotgun behind a tree. Like, what are you talking
duendes,
about?
Duendes, bro.
Duendes. I will become the duendes. No, oh my gosh.
No,
hey.
Shit.
Superpower.
Superpower. I think we talked about this in the car too.
Actually, no, fuck that. Let's not talk about who's superpower. Who is a superhero that you would want to be?
What I want to be? Oh.
But also take into fact that, like, you're not only taking their powers, but you're taking, like, their story.
Their everything.
Like, oh, I want to be okay. Peter Parker, like Spider-Man. But you're taking the fact that everyone around you dies.
I know. That's so sad.
Like, Gwen dies. Ben.
But I'd have, like, superhero friends, right?
That's so dark of me to say.
But no one knows. But no one knows Spider-Man is Peter Parker, though.
That's so sad. Hey, actually, in one comic, they knew.
Yeah, but who cares?
But anyways, we don't want to get nerdier. No, I think I would be Jean Grey.
Who's that?
Like this chick, like that. What do you call it? Telekinesis power. A lot of drama, but she in the last movie.
Really?
You don't know Jean Grey?
I actually don't know who you.
What?
Jean Grey sounds like a teacher. The redhead.
Who was it?
Redhead. You don't even know.
The girl that played in Game of Thrones, in the last movie.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait.
A lot of people are going to get mad at you right now. Wait.
I know this because of the Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Sophie Turner.
Yes, Sophie Turner, yes.
That's, shout out Jonas Brothers,
that's
bro.
That's the girl.
We love you.
Joni?
You have
Jonas
issues.
Brothers.
Duende, get him. Wait, Duende? Did I say Duende. That right?
Right oh on, God. Spot on.
Hey.
No, but I would be him. Oh, here, her.
That's valid, that's valid.
Superhero. Superhero.
actually, superhero-wise, I want to be Omni-Man.
Oh.
The thing is, we're talking about this, like, not a lot of people are going to know these characters.
I know, yeah.
But anyways.
Invincible. Mm-hmm.
Why are you pointing this at me?
Oh, I don't know.
If you got audio listeners, you pointed a torch lighter at me. That says a lot.
This is my escape from the podcast. Oh, I'm joking.
Guy gets sick once. Everybody's trying to leave him. No, if you jam like 20 years in the future, what do you think is going to go?
How do you think BC
will change? Vancouver will change?
Everybody.
Let's just say you like went through a fucking doorway.
Yeah.
And then on the other side was like you 25 years from now.
Yeah.
What year would that be?
Again, 48? This is like a practical side of my brain telling me like, I think it's, we're not going to have maybe any more phones.
Oh.
Phones are not going to be a thing anymore. I think we're going to somewhat do like maybe glasses.
Do you remember Google Glass?
Right.
Google Glass. Where did that go?
Back. They should take that back.
Google Glass was lit.
It was lit, bro. Like, you could just, like, wear the glasses and then everything, like, is virtually around you. And then you could just, like, interact with it through the air. Right? No more phones.
Okay, no more phones.
I think so.
It's just going to be, like, a chip in your brain.
Oh, shit.
Would you get that installed? What if you got hacked, though? What if you got a chip in your brain and you got fucking hacked? That's crazy.
No, that would be fucked. I actually don't. Have you ever there'd seen be Black that, Mirror, bro? Nah, bro.
But like, there'd be that one guy that like gets all the hacks. Oh, that's just Tom. He's like everyone.
Like
hacks
his brain would just like be so big.
Yeah, one side of the brain is just like puffed out. Mega mind. Here, and he just like he only lays on his left side. He can't walk. Ultimate hack has all the viruses in his brain.
Tumor. Oh my god.
Okay. Not to bring it there, but. But yeah, no, I think. No.
What do you think would be like the future 20 years from now?
I don't know. How?
Flying cars?
Oh, shit. Yeah, but like.
Flying cars?
That would help traffic, right? Yeah. That would help traffic. Actually, you know, fuck that.
It would look cool, too. Flying cars.
Yeah, but it would just be normal, though. Like.
Isn't that good?
yeah, but like, you wouldn't know it's cool. Like, you'd be.
I was like, oh my god, it's another flying car.
Like, oh, look at like that fucking Buick.
Yeah.
Like, oh god.
Oh my god, such traffic up in the air. Right?
Yeah.
It'll just be a menial thing.
This would be an interesting thing because people that actually like tons and companies would like start designing the undercarriage of vehicles.
Right.
It wouldn't just be like all the fucking infrastructure under
like
the bottom.
It's like it's. Because like, everything is on the surface or at the
top. I put a logo under it. Just my ass cheeks.
Literally.
Like the ass cheeks just on the bottom of my car, just flying around. Oh, camera's here. Just farting. Thanksgiving is wild. Yo, how was your Thanksgiving? Do you have turkey? I fucking love turkey. Mashed potatoes, bro, with gravy?
What did we do
I'm so hungry.
What did you do for Thanksgiving?
Not much. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm joking. Oh, when I first came to Vancouver, When I first came to Vancouver, by the way, I was 19. And I got to just live in a house with some people. It was really cool. But I remember my first Thanksgiving in Vancouver. I invited a bunch of coworkers over. Mm-hmm. Me and my roommate at the time, who was also a coworker, company house. But I cooked my first turkey, and our buddy of mine was also, he's vegetarian, so he's like cooking. He's making vegetarian options as well, because we had other people that were also coming to be vegetarian. Not be vegetarian, but like are vegetarian. And mm-hmm. We just had this whole dinner. And I dressed up. I wore like some suit pants. I wore a button up, cleaned up a little bit.
Hey.
You know, looked a little nice, looked a little shiny for the nobody, like just coworkers. For the wall, maybe. But like, yeah, just had some turkey and like mashed potatoes with the gravy. Oh my gosh.
Ooh la la.
Thanksgiving hits.
Thanksgiving.
What it like?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thanksgiving meal, man.
I don't even remember. What did we do for Thanksgiving? Oh, we went to this like Korean place. It was nice. And
for food, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sadly, not a lot of people. Or
it was just some like a Korean guy, like his house. You just walked in. You're like, Happy Thanksgiving.
This is where we're going to have our dinner, Salas family style.
The person. Anyway, sorry. The
person. But we went there and, yeah, just had a good time. It was a new restaurant called Soju around, Vancouver.
Worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it.
Bro.
Like Korean, like, Korean? Not Korean barbecue, but Korean food.
Korean amazing. Chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Korean right? Fried chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Pops off. The sauces they come up with? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Bang on. Also, cold noodle bowl, super spicy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
My shoes are gonna come off. Also, disregard my shoes for audio listeners. My shoes have looked like they've smoked for 40 years. It looks like it had 3 kids, got divorced, and gave up on a lot of stuff. But they're still on my feet. I will throw them away soon, but I don't know. I have sentimental value to these now. They've been through a lot of shit, but pause. That sounds weird. You know what I mean? But shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes and Thanksgiving.
God. Love shoes, bro. Like, I think I'm a sneakerhead guy as well.
You're becoming one?
I'm trying to become one. I don't know. It's
expensive.
It's an expensive hobby, that's for sure.
I looked at the original Air Jordan 1s. Chicago.
So aesthetic, bro.
Chicago Air Jordan 1s. Please. Man, it was like $6,000.
Please.
And I was like, 2025 camera, baby. Let's go. Wait, not 2025. 25 years later, Cameron. Years later, 2048, Cameron.
No phones, baby.
We'll hopefully have it.
Yeah, hopefully.
I want to be a sneakerhead, but I've become like, growing up, maybe it's just because like we didn't really get shit just to get shit.
Mm.
But like we were like very minimalist.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, actually. Yeah.
It is, but like not really. Like we were, but we weren't. Like we got a lot of stuff, but didn't. Wow. I don't know how to explain this. Like, it's ingrained in my head that like, oh, if I buy shoes, I want to wear them until they're ready to be thrown out.
Oh, I see.
I don't really care to like get like multiple pairs of shoes. I do have multiple pairs of shoes, just like dress shoes.
Yeah.
Nike, like some Nike blazers that I would wear aside from these, but these are just like beaters that are just like wear everywhere. Just like, oh, I need to fucking run to 7-Eleven.
Damn.
Buy a 2-pack of milk and some bacon, baby. I'll be cooking weird things when I'm home. Anyways.
Like, would you design anything, like, if it's a shoe or...
Design?
Like, for example. Because you had a clothing brand before, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? So when I was, like, 15 or 16, me and my buddy... Actually, I'll shout him out. Eric, you're a killer.
I remember Eric, we love you, man.
Love the guy from
Innisfail. I don't know you, but you sound like a cool dude.
He's a very cool dude. We started like a little, we were like, oh, let's do clothing. Because I was super big into it. Like I wanted to design stuff. I think I just wanted to create. Maybe it's just that. I think there was just like a creativity burning in me that I wanted to like make something that was mine, that I could say it's mine.
True.
And I named the clothing company Travail Clothing Company. Travail Clothing. And it was cute. I remember I had a little notebook.
It was all right. No, I'm joking.
I had a notebook and I was like drawing like shirts and I was drawing designs. Like I remember I had this t-shirt that I drew and it was like two bands with a T, like the nice fancy T on the breast, left breast, and then like a small little Travail logo on the bottom. Damn. Of the front, on the bottom right of the front shirt.
Was Travail like just like a random generated thing or just like
no, I about it? Sat down one day when I was like same age, like, sat down one day and I was just trying to think of like what's a cool brand, like, yeah. What's a name, like when yeah. you think of like Nike Adidas, yeah. like yeah. these are names, and I was like Travail, like if so, oh like I got that new Travail piece. It kind of went hard.
Travail dropping.
Yeah, Travail dropping. Maybe in the future. Who knows? Like this.
Who knows?
Could, life is an everlasting journey that nice. Could end tomorrow. Anyway, shotgun. Like, Travail could come back. Maybe, maybe not. But yeah. Travail, like, that was a, it was definitely a dream of mine.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah, give me 20 years. We'll set our first Travail drop. It'll just be a big shirt with Carl's face on it. And then the backside will be like his fucking mullet.
Bro, I love mullets, actually. Because I think
you used to rock one heavy.
Man, I miss that mullet of mine. Yeah. But I don't know. I think I'm more in the long hair phase now. Mm-hmm. I think. You are too.
Yeah, this is yeah. the longest my hair's ever been.
This is it. This
I don't
is
know
it.
How to feel.
Yeah. We're officially in our 30s at a young age.
I didn't tell anybody this, but I have 6 kids. Carl's got 2 mortgages, a boat he doesn't use.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. I've been
keeping
that from you. And a
wife that only texts him and doesn't speak to him in person. Yeah, anyways.
Fuck you, wife. But yeah.
God, don't marry Carl. See how he talked to you? Nah, I'm just joking. Hit him up. Hit up his toes.
Yeah, my toes.
Hit up his toes. But
they're not the most proudest wait, body part of mine, I think.
Okay. Toes. Really? Is that yeah. the most insecure part of your body? Is like your feet?
Yeah.
Really? What? I like why? So. You don't have to get into it. I'm not like putting you on blast here.
Yeah.
Mine is probably my.
Like, I mean, have you seen toes, bro? Men toes.
Mine are good.
Fuck you. Then. Yeah,
like, I've got good hands. I've got good feet. I have pretty good. Like I have the symmetrical toes.
Yeah.
Like that's a descending toe line.
Oh,
like I have a nice, I have pretty good feet.
Damn, wiki feet. find this man.
Yeah, I have,
get his feet immediately.
Okay, maybe not.
Well, like, do you have any of those
feet pics? No. What are you asking? Are you requesting some right now?
No.
Only hands. Here we come. No, you saying?
Yeah.
Feet, really?
Yeah. Feet. I think the most proudest. Body part that I have, I think, is probably my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hands.
My hands too.
Like, for sure. Given care enough, I think I would fucking rock as a hand model.
Say less.
I think so.
Travail.
Just clip next the nails. like with their watch, Travail.
Yeah, just, that'd
like,
be hard.
Like that. That'd be hard.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll come up with something in the future. This whole thing is growing. Like, it's not growing that much, but, like, it's so fucking fun to do.
We're going
to
see it through.
To just talk. And thank you for everyone that, like, kind of tunes in. And, like, I know it's just people just kind of shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Improving, just riffing jokes. You can hear me just get loud.
Yeah, much love Carl's to all those laugh. People that do relate, you know, and stay tuned, you know.
Yeah.
And but for us, it's just us talking.
So homies. Us talking. Rabab will be back hopefully soon. We were hoping it's going to be this episode. She's just busy, man. Like there's so much stuff going on.
Student Vancouver life.
I have so much appreciation for students that live here because mm-hmm. like I came here as just a full-time worker. True. I was going to go to school, but I was like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
But like people that are doing the work-life balance of like part-time job plus school and plus just staying in a room. Mm-hmm. I'm like, everyone is killing it. Like, hey, shout out to you. Like, if you're doing through all that shit, keep going. Like, you're doing your job. Like, you're doing good. I hope, because I don't know if they hear that enough. Not that fucking they're watching. But, like, shout out to them. Cause like, shout out. I have, like, because we have a lot of friends that, like,
yeah, like, do international that life. Students in general.
International students, man. They have it real tough here.
It's rough, bro.
Especially in Vancouver. Everything's expensive.
I know.
Budgeting constantly on a daily basis.
Yeah. But somehow they survive. They make it work. They grind it.
Yeah. Proud of them. I don't know if they hear that enough.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean,
fuck. Proud of you out there.
Who cares about us anyways? But but yeah, you're doing good. You're killing it.
Yeah.
I don't know who needs to hear that. Actually, anyone that's listening, I don't know who needs to hear this. Keep going. You're killing it.
Keep doing
it. You're doing that shit.
We're doing it. So can you.
Yeah. Yes. No, don't do that. Don't make podcasts. Ours should be the only one on air.
No more competition.
No one else. No one else.
There can only be
I'll send
be
Carl
one.
To your driveway. He'll just stand out there looking at you in the window. He won't say a word. Yeah. Don't touch him, though.
Yeah.
He'll kick you with his feet. Anyways. I think
mementos, yeah.
This is a shorter episode than usual, but it is what it is. I think thank you for coming back. I'm still recovering.
Yeah.
Like Carl's, I think you're kind of getting, you're over the hump.
I'm over the hump now, yeah.
Yeah. I'm definitely still like down in the dumps, definitely.
My bad,
still,
bro.
No, it's not. Everyone did it to themselves, you know.
Yeah.
We're all here, but
this fuck is, this flu. Fuck this seasonal flu.
I feel like everyone got sick. A lot of people
I
got
know.
Sick, man. A
it's
lot of people
winter,
got sick.
Bro. Like the cold weathers.
Dude, the thing about getting sick with me is I only get sick every like 2 or 3 years, which is bad. It's not good. Damn. You're supposed to get sick often.
Really?
But I'm a dumbass. I don't know. Whatever.
Is that how it works, doctors?
I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Like you're supposed to be get like a cough. Like you're supposed to
like
have
at least, right?
Like a cold.
Like a slight cold or whatever.
Yeah, but if you don't get sick for like 4 years,
yeah,
then it's like all of it just comes at me. Like recently. Like it I felt like Mike Tyson beat the shit out of me for 4 rounds. And then I shit on the mat. Like, I did not feel good.
Had enough of that, huh? Just like in your body. Like,
bites my hand off. But actually, no hate to Mike Tyson. He could beat the shit out of us. We love you, Mike Tyson. We love you, Mike. Do you think how much money would it take for you to like get like 5 rounds with him? No, maybe 3.
5 rounds? Three?
3 rounds. 3 rounds.
How much money would I... Oh. It gotta be at
like
least...
Like 10 bucks and a Subway gift card? Like what? Dude, Subway M&M cookies?
Bro, you think that
bro.
Low of me, bro?
Bro, chicken noodle soup?
Yeah.
Bro, pho?
Yeah.
Birria tacos?
Hey.
Anyways.
Sounds
I'm just
fine
naming
to me.
Foods now. Pizza? Hut?
Hut?
More like a butt.
McDonald's?
She's gonna kick your ass. No. Sorry, what are you saying? How many rounds?
Nah, I think...
You could do 3.
I think 3, 4, if they'll take me, 10 million.
10 mil?
Yeah.
Because that's like in his prime, 10 too.
Mil. Oh, fuck
in
that.
In his prime. Like, I want Mike Tyson.
I wouldn't even last 3 rounds, bro.
I want Mike Tyson out of the jail.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson.
The jail.
To, like, did you see when he came out of jail?
I know, he's just so yoked.
He's yoked.
Bro.
Big boy.
I know.
Thick neck.
I know some.
He's necked up.
I know some like really tough people and they wouldn't even fuck with him for sure in that stage.
Yeah.
For sure. Nah.
What would it take?
What would it take for you?
Because like just don't even think about it. Like 3 rounds with that and you're getting brain blows. Like you might not even like you might.
I think I'll just
hey,
run around the
catch me if you can, Mike. Can you catch me, Mike?
Can't catch me, Kappa. Yeah.
Sting like a butterfly, float like a bee. Am I right? Just all fucked up. Yeah. Nah, I think 10 mil?
10 mil. 10 mil.
10 mil. Do you
sounds
think you
reasonable
could survive
for, like,
the 3 rounds?
For brain aneurysm. Sounds pretty reasonable.
As long as your family's taken care of. And
yeah.
Everyone's taken care of in your circle.
Yeah. No, 10 mil. You?
11 mil. No, I don't know.
11
mil. Yeah, I don't know.
Just
yeah,
raise
I guess.
It up.
Maybe just like 2 conditions.
Oh, okay.
One, I get taken care of for the rest of my life, like medically if something happens.
Okay.
Like if God forbid I become like paralyzed.
Yeah.
Medically taken care of.
Hmm.
Actually, I don't know if I want to live like that either.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like if you are like, please keep living. We need you here. But like personally, I don't think I could. Because I go insane now. Just like not being able to
do anything, right?
I get like when I can't do work or like do something like with this podcast, like going home and editing clips, it's a hassle, but it's kind of fun. Like it feels good to work. It feels good to like get up and like do stuff.
Yeah.
Not being able to do that every day or like do anything, it's kind of like scary.
Yeah. Because I heard this for like one time, like I think we were just here to just create, you know, something, not to just
that's
consume.
A cool concept.
Yeah.
Consume and create.
Yeah, consume and create, I guess, yeah.
That's cool. CC,
not just
baby.
To consume. CC. Carl and Cameron.
Hey, oh! Yo! Glitterly episode 6. That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Okay, cheers, bro.
Much love, guys.
Fist bump. Well,
this is episode 6. Signing off, Carl.
And Cameron. Bye. Bye-bye.